Darryl, that was the least you deserved, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought we started well first off. Then we conceded a sloppy goal, which is unheard of, really, from James Clark, the amount of years I've managed him. But I asked for the boys the response. And it's about, through the course of the season, when your teammate makes a mistake like that, it's about getting him out there, proverbial, shall we call it. And we certainly kept going. We changed things around. We asked a few questions of him. It was an okay performance, you know. I think at times we could have been better decision making, certainly in the final third. The lads that come on, I think, made a difference, which I demand from my subs. And I thought we got a deserved equaliser, if I'm honest.
Yeah. You huffed and puffed, you were dominant. How important were these qualities just to keep going, to keep trying to search for that equaliser?
And that's what I say about mental strength in my teams and making sure that we never know when we beat. And then the fans can feed off that sort of energy levels. And there can be one or two moan and groans if we don't make right decisions with the ball, when we can go forward, when we don't need to go back at times. But when they see that, they'll get behind the lads. And I thought we kept going and got a deserved equaliser.
A word for James Hardy, who scored that equaliser. It was a very good setup from Josh Gordon, that acrobatic effort.
It was fantastic. But you look at, I mean, people keep saying to you, you've brought 15 players into the club. We've released 20 professionals and 6 loans have gone back. So we've got 15 and 3 of those are loans. Yeah. So this is a massive rebuilding job. And for me, the signs in the first 2 games is really, really positive. Yeah. You know, it's going to take a bit of time to iron things out and get things going as exactly how we like to. But, you know, a team come that made the playoffs last year, we've probably edged them on most of the stats. Yeah. A little bit disappointed with our final third play at the right time, kill, score the first goal and kill a few teams off. The press worked well early in the first half, so a reasonably good performance.
James Hardy celebrated just in front of us. You could see how delighted he was. How important will that be for his confidence, having come on to make his debut?
He's a confident lad. I've told him before, you know, he's got magic in his boots. He's got to get a little bit more robust and do the ugly side of the game, but he's working progress, like quite a few of those boys are working progress. As long as they keep learning, they give me that effort and determination and that willingness to try and win games and make things happen. You know, Rory Holden's come on, try to make things happen. James Hardy's come on. Lavda's come on. His first 30 minutes, hadn't had a kick to ball all pre-season, you know. So, you know, I'm chucking him into the deep end there to a certain degree. And he's just trying to make things happen in that final third. And I thought they did that.
And we saw your squad's flexibility throughout the second half. I mean, what, 3-5-2? Then I think, was it 4-1-3-2, 3-4-3?
I don't make no bones about it. I roll the dice. That's what we do. We change things. We work things. Plan B, plan C. I don't really like leaving it too late to change things if we're chasing a game. Sometimes you can go the other way. You can get another 3-4-0 defeat. But the lads did well. Sinclair and Kinsella, I thought, was excellent in the middle of the park when we made those changes and produced the energy to make sure that we was doing plenty more attacking than they were.
I was keen to have a chat about Kinsella, man of the match today, certainly given by the sponsors at least. How important is it to have his continuity?
Love the kid. He's a quiet, silent assassin. Love him to bits. You know, he's been brought up the right way. Mentality is absolutely different class. And like I say, when you get players like him that perform like that, you can deal with it when they have an honest bad game.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what we want. We want honest lads in there. They're going to put a good shift in for the football club. And I think we got that today. And I think we've got a lot of areas where we need to improve on, and we'll be working away, working hard on the training pitch to do that. But if you'd have said to me before, first 2 games of the season, 4 points, and a snap your hand off, it's a solid cut, you know, 2 games for me.
And 5,000 plus today, you happy with the noise that was great?
Fantastic, brilliant. You know, I think they can see the passion and determination in the team. Manager's a bit crazy, but that's the way I am. But now thank them for the support, and hopefully we can keep the numbers behind. Like I say, get the good feel factor back at the football club, which is difficult, and it don't happen overnight. But as long as we stick together, the fans stick together, the players put an honest shift in, we can all put our head on the pillow at night and say, we deserve a decent night's kip.
Do you mind if we have a couple of words on Crawley on Tuesday? Save you a pre-season.
It's a competition. We want to do well in cup competitions. Everybody says it's a good source of revenue, and every bit we get into this football club helps. So take things serious. Maybe freshen one or two things up, because we've got a big load now, big workload over the next few 3 weeks, so we've got to be careful with one or two. We're still betting one or two players in. Some players are still catching up on fitness levels, but we'll have a look at that and look forward to it.
Is it a chance to maybe see, in terms of the numbers that you've got, the players that you've brought in, a few fresher names, different
maybe,
places?
Maybe. Listen, we'll see it and analyse it. And listen, I was onto this game, you know, the Saturday's game. So what I say is, my staff now work hard Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, making sure that the project's in place, ready for Crawley. So it's a little bit early to say there'll be big changes, wholesale changes. I'll have a look at them and I'll pick 11 that I think can go and win the game.
A final question from me. This Saddlers side a couple of years ago brought Chelsea here a couple of years back. Is that sort of the incentive?
I've got tucked up by Chelsea 3-2 when I was manager at Rovers at Stamford Bridge, so I made a lot of money. So we're on there. We're on par there, aren't we? So listen, it's a good cup. I've managed to do okay. Beat Fulham, Cardiff when they were championship teams. And like I say, we had Chelsea 1 year away, and it's the revenue that's important. I'm going to say it now, I don't think we're going to win the cup. But we'll have a good go to try and get as far as we can in it.
Thanks, Ben.
Cheers, thank you.
They've scored with a running shot on target, it turns out, and it's a penalty. I mean, that is one of the big pluses from the day, isn't that organisation, to keep them at
bay? Yeah, it is. Like I say, I thought we started really well. I was so disappointed to go a goal down, but then it's about lifting the change and lifting the boys. And I asked the boys, you're given so many different challenges through the course of the season, and one of the main challenges is making sure you're coming from behind to get results. And we did that at home today. And that's a pleasing aspect. I've told them next time we go down, I want to come back and make sure we win the game. Mm. And it's just ticking off the answers to the questions I want them that I give them, and making sure that they do that and they believe in themselves.
You said on Thursday the players itching to make their debuts. We really saw that with Holden and Hardy today, didn't we?
Yeah,
and that's how you're getting a team, isn't it?
I think we've built a decent enough squad on a very, you know, reasonable budget, to be honest with you. You know, we've got this money to pop for a rainy day as well. I think if you look where we've come as a club in that such a short space of time, I think it's been a real positive environment. The lads in there are gelling nicely. But we want to keep getting better. The demands never go away from me. You know, we got a little bit of momentum now, beating in two. Let's try and take it into the next game and see where we go. As long as players are learning and they're developing and they're working every single day professionally, I'll be happy, man.